Hey everyone, my name is Kathleen, and welcome back to my podcast, or welcome if you're new here. This is Chat with Kath. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. So, I was in the mood to sit down and record a podcast. I feel like it just comes over me, and I'm like, I want to record a podcast. So here we are. I was thinking of what topics to cover in today's episode, and I just wrote down a bunch of random things. Usually I focus on one topic, one main thing, and then give advice on that particular topic or subject, but I just have a bunch of different things, very small things that I just wanted to cover. So here we go. I have a goal on this podcast to open up a bit more about like my life, like my personal life and my feelings. So I feel like it's kind of my style is more just giving advice on a topic, and I do open up, but I kind of want to just be more personal about things. So here we go. This is an attempt to do that. And like more casual, more personal, those are the goals. Anyways, I'm so glad that you are listening to this podcast. I hope that you find it enjoyable. This podcast is basically just where I talk about anything. And usually I like talking about things like self-confidence, relationships, just all that sort of stuff. I was thinking of having a certain, because I know it's, because I look forward to shout out. I'm going to shout out my favorite podcaster. Her name is Katie Morton. She's a licensed therapist, and I literally love her so much. So she has a YouTube channel. You should check her out. Her name is Katie Morton. She has a podcast with her husband. The podcast is called Opinions That Don't Matter. And if you go to that YouTube page, you'll find her podcast called Ask Katie Anything, and it's literally where she lets people send in questions and then she answers mental health questions. And it's just so, I graduated with a degree in psych. I just graduated in May. Of course, it wasn't like a real graduation because COVID had to happen, but I graduated and I got the degree nonetheless. So I just graduated. And I love psych, obviously, because I majored in it. I mean, duh. And it's just so interesting, the podcast. It's just, oh, I love it so much. And she's just so nice and so knowledgeable. I mean, that's my goal, to be a therapist. So it's just so inspiring watching her. And I'm like, I want to be one day. Like, I want to have that knowledge. So definitely go check her out. But she, I mean, like most podcasters that kind of do it like professionally, I don't really know what that means, but like, consistently and stuff like that, have like this upload date, and I never have because I just kind of get inspired, and when the inspiration hits, then I just record an episode. And I mean, I could do it where the inspiration hits and then just save the episode to publish, like let's just say Mondays, but I don't know, as soon as I record it I feel like uploading it, so I don't really know. I don't think I'm gonna have like a scheduled date. But anyways, so this episode is going to be a lot of rambles and talking about different sort of stuff. So if that seems up your alley, continue watching. But before we get into this, I just want to talk about today's sponsor because we love sponsors. All right, so jumping right into the episode, today I wanted to talk about managing expectations in friendships. So I feel like personally, I have these expectations of friendships that they're just high. They're just different from other people's expectations, I think. And like in any expectations that you have of people, of certain situations and events and things like that, like how you expect something to turn out, your expectations really never get met fully. That would be a perfect world, and I'd love to live there, but we live in a world where our expectations and our needs are not always met, and I think that's okay, but I think that it's important to realize maybe why you are upset and why you may be a little sad, and I know I definitely get a little sad when I realize that I think my expectations of friendships are kind of different from other people's expectations. So I'm definitely the type of friend where I want to stay in constant contact. I want to have deep connections. I feel like I think that with romantic relationships, you know, if you're dating someone or you have a boyfriend, you usually call that boyfriend or guy or you call him every day. People usually call their significant other every day or, I mean, most people, a lot of times throughout the week, you know, you stay in regular contact, very constant contact. And I feel like I wish that was the same, it was the same deal with like friends. You know, I love to talk to my friends two or three times a week on the phone. I would love to Snapchat throughout the day, be sending each other messages, like vlogs about this is my life and them sending about this is my life and opening up and us asking each other like what's going on and just this mutual sort of give and take and just contact and building intimacy when we can't see each other face to face. And I think that other people, I think they take this as like being clingy or talking too much. And so I definitely, I mean, no one's ever said that, but I definitely think that when I send a lot of videos or I talk a lot, it's like, I feel like the reaction on the other side is like, why is she sending me so many Snapchats? Like, why is she doing this? Like, why does she feel the need to talk so much? But I just think that that is what I want. And of course, I want to like disclaim this, that I don't need to stay in contact like every hour. I'm not going to get mad if someone doesn't respond for 10 minutes, but it does make me sad when like the energy is not the same. I just want this really soul deep, close connection where we're talking a lot, we're talking all the time, we're really getting to know each other day in and day out. And I don't know, I think that that seems to be the case for like romantic relationships, but as far as like friendships, it seems like a little different. It seems like less intimate, there's less of an expectation, like we don't have to call all the time, and we don't have to talk all the time. And I definitely really want that person that I can talk to throughout the day all the time, and we would really be having like real like conversations and not dry conversations that are just like surface level small talk and calling all the time, FaceTiming, setting up plans, someone initiating. I don't know. I just think I have these wildly different expectations of friendships, and it just hurts sometimes. It really does hurt, and I want to acknowledge that. I want to acknowledge that if you feel the same way, you have the right to feel hurt. And I think that it's kind of what we do with that pain. So that's what matters, right? Because we can feel hurt and upset that people don't have the same idea of what a friendship is. And I think that some people just, they're more comfortable with less contact. They don't feel the need to text all the time or call all the time. They still feel connected and intimate. But I don't. I need to talk way more to feel like a close connection, feel intimate. Or else I seriously feel like I'm just not even knowing this person if we don't like talk a lot, you know? If the whole day goes by and we've only sent like two Snapchats, that just saddens me, honestly. It does. And I don't know. I just, it does sadden me that people don't have the same views of a friendship as I do. And so I think there's that disconnect, and that disconnect kind of creates this gap where there is a lot of kind of sadness because I'm kind of having to grieve what I want there to be in this friendship and what I want to happen and what's really happening, grieving that difference. I think something that is really important to do is to just fill those gaps yourself. So being alone and really being your own hype person, dancing in your room, going out to exercise, to the pool, cooking something, going out to eat, going to get coffee, reading, doing anything, just being that friend that you want to have yourself. I think that's key, because as long as you like yourself and would want to be friends with yourself, that's really all that matters. And you should want to be in your own company. And if you were somebody else, just pretend you're someone else. And you saw you walking down the street, like you should want to be your own friend. And that's the way it should be. And that's not narcissism to think that. You should want to be your own best friend. And I think when you really start to value yourself and to enjoy your own company, I think that that is really good because you get less sad about other people not meeting your expectations. Because people aren't going to meet your expectations. And these motorbikes are so annoying. I can't stand the sound. I'm like so reactive with sounds. Like I hate loud sounds. There's been construction outside my window, right outside my window. And I just can't. I know nobody likes loud sounds, but like I'm especially reactive to sounds. I don't know. Anyways, I think that really being with yourself and being present with yourself and taking yourself out and treating yourself nice and setting up activities for yourself and being good to yourself, you can be that friend that they can't be. And I don't think there's anything wrong, too, with people that don't want to be in constant contact and they're more, not distant, but they don't feel the urge to contact you all the time and stuff like that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that it's saddening because that's not my preference to have that in a friend. Like, I would want a friend that, you know, I love when people Snapchat vlog me. I love when people send me so many messages. I love that because that's like them giving to me. And I want that. I want them to give. And I love answering their vlogs. I love getting messages. I love that. And I don't know if other people just need more space or what it is. I don't know. But some people aren't like big phone people. I don't know how you can't be, but some people just aren't. I don't know. Maybe that's just an excuse or maybe that's true, but I'm not sure. But I don't think it's on them. It's not on either of us. It's just the managing the expectations of their different preferences and different styles of communication and contact, and people differ in how much they want to talk to someone. And that doesn't, also what I need to realize is that doesn't mean that they don't feel like close to you or they're not a close friend. That just means that they have a different view of it. So it doesn't mean that you're not as close because you don't talk all the time. And talking all the time, to me, like, talking all the time, that's what creates intimacy for me, like the most intimacy. But other people may think that Snapchat here and there and call every once in a while, and that's good enough for them. And that's their style. And they would still consider you like a close friend, but they just don't feel the urge to reach out all the time and stuff like that. So yeah, I think that being alone with yourself and really just never letting anyone dull your sparkle is really important. Something that I'm learning. I am definitely naturally very energetic and happy and optimistic, but too many times I let people get the best of me and I let them suck my energy and I get very thrown off course with what people say, how they respond to me, whether they open my message or whether they say something or they don't want to hang out, or I get very thrown off course. And I think of it like a highway, and what I'm focusing on is staying on that highway and just being in my own car and just going forward. And when you look out and you notice, you know, people not responding to your messages, people not giving you the energy that you want, people doing this, people being this, you veer off track, and the track is your own life. And I think that you really need to just focus, even though it's very hard. Concentrate on all the good that's happening in your life and the things that you really value and the things that are going right, because that's the only thing that you really can focus on. And I know for me, I'm so happy with where I live and a bunch of things that are happening in my life, very exciting things, and I want to just focus and grab onto those things, because at the end of the day, people are never going to meet your expectations, meet your needs. They're going to annoy you. They're going to make you really upset and angry and sad, but focusing on anything but that, focusing on the good is really, really important, and not getting so fed up with people when they're not when they're not meeting your expectations, because someone's failure to meet expectations you have, it's not their job, you know? Certain times you could communicate those expectations, but with things like this, with communicating, I think that everyone has a different style of how they want to communicate, and I think that we have to respect that and not get so upset. And like I said, focusing more on what you can do for yourself, having a dance party in your room, or just doing things that interest you, even having a snack and watching Netflix, like just setting up activities for you and just you, and bringing laughter into your life and joy, focusing on your hobbies, your work, and just things that make you happy, not focusing on what people said, what happened, and what made you upset, and how people didn't meet your needs and expectations, because that's just, it's not going to do any good focusing on those things. And another thing is just enjoying the moments. And this goes along with just not being distracted with the stupid things that don't matter. I know you've probably all heard of that expression, will it matter in a year or five or any chunk of time? Because it may matter the moment to you so much. Like, this person, why did they respond, didn't respond to my message? Like, why don't they, you know, do this? And it's like, it doesn't matter. Focus and create more of the good. And the more good will come because you're invested in that good. I definitely, when I see people lament on the same things over and over, they just lament and perseverate on this person did this and why they do this. I think that's just, it's taking away your power. And I definitely learned this. I used to be obsessed with thinking about the past and thinking about people of the past and people that had hurt me and thinking it was my fault and all that stuff like that. But the more you I never know how do you say that word? Perseverate, lament, ruminate on the same things. You gotta let it go. You gotta let it go. I know it's easier said than done, but the past is the past. You gotta stay in your lane and just focus on new experiences and building already of what you have. I definitely have this want to help people. I think we all have this urge to help and to kind of show someone how to get out of their head or how to stop thinking about this and do this. But at the end of the day, I know that I've learned certain things because of the journey that I went on. And I think that the journey makes the person. The journey makes the lesson. It's literally like the journey is the factory. And the lesson is like the food, the end product, and the result. And you can't force the result into someone's face. Like, you can't. And it wouldn't make sense. It's like the lesson is in a different language. And they need to transcribe the lesson through the journey. And that's why so many people, they need to go on their own journey. They need to figure it out themselves. And I think that true love and true care is letting someone, no matter who that is in your life, let them go through their own journey and let them get their own lesson. Because each lesson is personalized to us. So letting people do it themselves. Because I think that, like, I have this issue so many times where I just want to say, you know, you could just do this and stop focusing on this and this would help you, but it's not going to mean anything to them. Like I said, it's not in their language. It's not. They're not going to understand because you didn't understand. I know so many people gave me advice about things. And advice is kind of like sometimes it helps, but most of the time people aren't ready to hear your advice. They're not. And it's investing too much and giving too much emotional energy and too much advice is kind of giving too much of yourself away because it's probably not even going to help and it's not going to work. Just meeting people where they're at and giving them the support, but also not getting too invested in helping them with their problems because you really truly can't. They have to help themselves, and you could help them help themselves, but at the end of the day, it's them being the change and doing the change. So yeah, I think that's all that I wanted to discuss today. Thank you guys so much for listening. I think that I was looking at Anchor, and there are these things called voice messages. I think that you can leave a message. So if you guys have any suggestions on what I should talk about in the next episode, or if you want to be on an episode, I would love to have guess. I think I'm going to start asking my friends soon, maybe, because I think podcasts are so fun when you have two people on and you're just talking about this particular topic, answering questions, stuff like that. That could be really fun. So if you are interested in that, you could contact me at my email, Kathleen, KathleenGiffels4@gmail.com. I'll leave it in the description too. If you want to be a host, you could suggest a topic that we could talk about. I would love to do that. I'm totally open to that. But yeah, I will see you guys in the next episode, and stay well.